thank you to the candidates, and thank you to everyone who has emailed and Facebooked and called in questions tonight. We're going to close out the evening just by having each candidate speak for 2 minutes about why they're running or issues that didn't come up in the forum that they think folks should speak about or should know about. And we're going to start with Tristan.
So I think when I think about why I chose to call Sitka my home, why I chose to make Sitka my home, and when I think about why my family chose that and why my friends have chosen that and really the people I've gotten to know through this campaign, why we've chosen to make Sitka our home, what I think about is Sitka, it's not a town, it's not a city. What Sitka is, it's a community. And I think that's why everybody here in this studio and everybody out there listening cares so much about Sitka. It's a place where we all pitch in to make this place, this community, Sitka, a better place, not just for ourselves, but for everybody. And so for me, that's really a big piece of why I'm running. I want to do my part. And through my experience, through my academic and professional experiences, I've gained some abilities as a planner, as a grants manager, and I want to put that to work serving Sitkans. And for me, just like Sitka is a community, I think what really resonates with me about our local government, about our municipal government and assembly, is it's truly responsive to and accountable to the citizens of Sitka. And I think that's really what draws me to this race, what draws me to Sitka. And again, what's so great about our municipal government is I think it's true democracy at work. It's extending the decision-making process down to the public and giving everybody a chance to pitch in and make things better for everybody. And so, again, I think any vote you make is a good vote. Everybody in this studio is here because they want to work for Sitka, want to make it a better place. And so, again, I would appreciate your support, and moving forward, if I am elected, I can really pledge to be informed, to be engaged, and to be supportive. And I'll be supportive to the citizens of Sitka, to our city administrators and staff, commissions and commissioners, and everybody out there who really wants to pitch in and make Sitka what it is and make it an even better place for all of us.
Thanks, Tristan. Tor, closing thoughts.
Well, I think a lot of, like some of the others have said, the real reason I'm running is because I want to try and make and keep Sitka a vibrant community that's healthy and beautiful and is a good place to live. And I think that if you vote for me, I can give my experience to that. I've had some, learned enough lessons on there by now that I think I can be effective. I will be accessible. If you know anybody wants to call me, they can, and you know, previous experience, they will, and that's okay. And I'm willing to talk to anybody, and I will listen both at the table and away. I may not always agree, but I will definitely listen. And I hope that if you weren't too unhappy with my previous time in the assembly, that you'll vote for me again.
Great, thanks. Lillian, your closing thoughts here.
I guess when I look at it, participating and working towards keeping Sitka, what draws us here? What makes you want to stay here? Why do you continue to live here and have your family, grow your family here and extended families? It's a beautiful place to be. It's one of the most unique areas that every visitor that you come and encounter in, you live in a most beautiful place. Every time that you leave the rock, you want to come back to it. Why? It's the draw, it's the green, it's the people, it's the community. It's one of the best places that I have to say I've lived, to be able to grow your family. It's a very family-oriented community. There's so many different things that are going on. And with that, that's part of who I am, is being involved with our children. And we've been through a lot with our kids all the way through their school years. So I understand what it's like to be able to live and work in Sitka. One of the issues continue to be attainable housing. Those are some of the things that I'm pushing for. There's, you know, we need to be able to make sure that the bench lands are available for continued to be pushed. We're, the city shouldn't be landowners in a sense. We don't need to be, you know, if we flood the market, you know, we got to be careful. You know, like I mentioned before, the housing prices skyrocketed. Who did it? You know, how did they get that way? One of the things is, if elected for city assembly, you know, my big thing is to the fiduciary responsibility in with Sitka, with the individuals, the citizens, the income, to be able to manage it, to be able to look at the bigger picture, projects that are operational, maintenance, replacement costs. When they come up to us, those are the questions that I'll be asking is, you know, what are we going to do 5, 10, 15 years? How are we going to manage to continue to operate it? Those are the different things that I'm looking at. But all in all, we have to be able to live within our means. And that's the biggest things with all these different projects that have come up with the Blue Lake, with all, you know, all the things up there. So my biggest thing is I'm not afraid to say no. I never will be. It's who I am. But I would hope that, you know, we've got some great candidates. It's a great view here. And I really hope, my biggest hope is that people come out and exercise their right to vote.
Thanks, Lillian. And Aaron, final closing statement.
All right. Well, let me start with the fact that I moved here 10 years ago. I only had 2 suitcases and a couple $100 to my name. And since then, I have made my life here. I've met my wife here. We just recently were able to buy our house after 8.5 years of struggling to get that. So Sitka has really given me everything I have. It's my world. And the sad part is I've had the ability to meet so many friends and people that I now consider family that they have had to leave Sitka because of the prices and because they couldn't afford their housing for them and their children. I would like to see that reversed. I would love to see Sitkans move back from wherever they are back to Sitka because they do love it here. They didn't move because they wanted to move. They moved because they had to. If we could reverse that and make more affordable housing and make living here more affordable for our future generations, that would be the most important thing that the City Assembly right now could focus on.
Great. Thank you. Well, that about wraps up our Assembly Candidate Forum tonight. I just want to thank all of our candidates for being here. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And that wraps up our Assembly Candidate Forum for the evening, but we have 2 more of these coming up this week. Tomorrow night, KCAW's Robert Woolsey will host a forum with the school board candidates, and on Wednesday, I'll be back with the candidates for mayor. And you can find profiles of all of the candidates on our website at kcaw.org. They'll be going up this week as they air. So, again, the municipal elections in Sitka are coming up next Tuesday, October 7th. And there's 2 more forums coming up this week. And thank you all for listening tonight. Up next is Mississippi Delta Lines. And thank you for listening. Have a great evening.